Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's been a very long time, I know, but I'm back, and this is gonna be my first ever podcast, which I'm super excited. As you can tell by the title, this is gonna be a weight loss video. So, if you've been struggling to lose weight and you don't know where to start, then I think you should keep watching. Okay, let's get into it because weight loss is a very frustrating thing, let's say. Like, if you've gained some weight, you're not feeling your best, you're not feeling yourself, and you want to get rid of it ASAP. I'm gonna share a little bit of how I lost weight back in April 2024, as well as how I maintained it. It started with me trying and then failing, trying and then failing, which I'll talk about later on in the video. Long story short, though, I got up one day and I was like, I'm gonna track my food and I'm gonna go work out. And ever since that day, I did not stop till I lost 20 pounds. So, how did I do it? Well, let's talk about it. I chose 3 points. So, the first point is gonna be preparation, which has a lot to do with mentality. For the second point, it's going to be action, has a lot to do with consistency. And then maintenance at that point is just going to become a habit. You don't even have to think about it. Let's start with the first point, which is preparation. So, first question for you guys, why do you even want to lose weight? Think about your why. For me, I wanted to lose weight because I got to a point where I was not as confident as I used to be because of gaining that weight. And I gained the weight during COVID, which I feel like a lot of people can relate to because everything was closed and all you could do is eat and watch TV. So for me, I carried that weight a little bit over COVID. And my why was I want to become more confident. I want to feel better overall. And I was not eating the best, so I knew the main issue. Even when the gyms opened up, I went to work out, but my diet was still lacking. Figure out why we're doing it. It could be physical health, it could be mental health. Then think about how important is that to you. So let's paint a picture. Let's say 1 year from now. We've lost that weight and we feel confident, we feel lighter, we have a healthier relationship with food. We're doing activities, we're feeling confident in bikinis, posting pictures on Instagram. These are all things that I'm relating back to myself, and I feel like most girls specifically, want to get to that point where they're feeling confident and they're not limiting themselves and they're living their best life. So paint that picture how you're going to feel when you lose that weight. If you have to close your eyes, just paint the picture of how you'll feel. Tell me, how important is that to you out of 10? One being like, I don't really care, and 10 being very important, like top priority. For those of you who said 10, keep watching. For those of you who are not a 10, there's honestly no point in continuing watching this video, and I'll tell you why. If it's not 10 out of 10 important to you, you're not gonna follow through with it. Weight loss is a long-term commitment. It's not gonna happen in a day, in a week, in a month. For those of you who said 10 out of 10, good. Hold on to that feeling, hold on to that picture. Now, get rid of that fear of failure. I'm gonna relate this back to myself because it was not the first time that I tried losing weight. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't wake up one day and I was like, okay, I'm ready and I did it. No, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I tried to lose that COVID weight at least like 4 times. I tried and I failed. If you're not trying and failing, you're not moving closer. If you're just sitting there and contemplating whether to start, not start, you're just getting further away from that goal and nothing's gonna change. If you're trying, that's gonna bring you closer to your goal. When it comes to fear of failure, you're gonna fail. And that's totally okay because I did and I still got to my goal. I still lost the 20 pounds. Another key thing is why I say failure is very important is because if I didn't fail a few of those times, I wouldn't have gained that knowledge, as well as that frustration to do it again and be like, okay, you know what? Like, I need to try again. I know what to do right because I did it wrong in the past. I need to get up and just do it. Like I said at the beginning, in April, I woke up one day, I'm not even kidding you, After failing like 4 times before, on and off, trying to lose weight, it's not working. I woke up and I'm like, I'm working out, I'm tracking my food. It didn't stop. So the longer you sit there and you contemplate, it's not gonna happen. Okay, let's move on to the second point. Second point is action. And what do I mean by action? Stop contemplating and just start. When we talk about action, we gotta show up. If we're talking about weight loss, it's 80% diet and 20% exercise. So it all starts in the kitchen. Like I said, I tracked my food and I worked out. Now, I'm not telling you to go to the gym every single day, eat broccoli, chicken, just like the healthiest foods ever, and limit yourself. No, because that's a guaranteed fail. I've been there, I've done that, I've learned from it, and now I'm sharing to you guys to not do it that way. You have to ease into it. And what do I mean by ease into it? If you're not going to the gym at all, start going at least 3 times a week. That's going to build consistency and get you to a point where you're not even going to be thinking about it, which we will discuss later on. Second, with diet, when I started my weight loss and succeeded, I'm not going to lie, I had days where I had a cookie or I had candy. But here's the thing, I didn't let it discourage me fully to the point where I just stopped my weight loss. Balance is very important, especially when you're starting. You don't want to do a strict diet. For me, I did a high protein diet, calorie deficit, which is very important. And it started off with around 100 grams of protein, and then I built up to 120, then 130, gradually. My next point is very, very important. Control your mind and your mouth. When I'm talking about control your mind, we get more negative thoughts a day than positive. It's our job to not let our thoughts control us and control the thoughts. If you don't feel like it, you're going. Why? Because that's when discipline starts to get built. The days that you show up that you don't feel like it at all are the days that count. Because everybody's gonna show up and do a workout when they're just motivated and, you know, feeling it, feeling good. Everybody's gonna show up to the gym. But on days when, you know, there's a snowstorm or it's raining, you failed your exam, got broken up with, if you don't feel like going, or you just wake up in a mood, you're just like, I'm not feeling it today. Those are the days that count. When I talk about controlling your mouth, I know I just talked about balance is key, which it is, but here's the thing, to a point, if you're having the same diet as you did before and it didn't get you closer to your goal, and you're like, oh, I'm still gonna have it, but like, I'll eat like a healthy dinner and I'll get better, I'll lose my weight. That's not how it works. You need to have a little bit more control at the beginning. Again, I'm gonna relate it back to myself. I remember when starting my high protein diet, I was like, it's either I'm all in or like it's not gonna work. And what do I mean by that? I was watching what I ate. Now, like I said, I had days off, but at the end of the day, I still put in like 99%. That 1% might have been that cookie or that candy, but I still kept going. So when I'm saying control your mouth, just because you see something, like you see a cookie or there's ice cream in your fridge, bring it back to why you're doing this. It's not going to be as important to anybody but yourself. So if you see that cookie or you see the ice cream and it's a repeated thing, think back to your goal and then substitute it for something healthy. Example, when I used to crave ice cream, which was a lot, I have a sweet tooth, okay? I'm not gonna sit here and be like, it was so easy. No, it was hard, okay? But the alternative was 0% Greek yogurt, granola, and strawberries. And you can put any berries. And that literally just fulfilled my craving, and I felt better afterwards. As to ice cream, might make you bloated, might make you sleepy, might get a sugar rush, and then crash. So relate it back to why you're doing this in the first place. Speaking of food, I feel like I need to cover this point because it's very important, especially for girls. I don't know about guys, but I know a bit about girls and I've heard stories, and I feel like it's a need for me to talk about starvation. Starving yourself is not the answer. Why? Your metabolism shuts down it doesn't work effectively, and you're not going to lose that weight any faster just because you starve yourself. Think about it as food is fuel for the body. Without it, it's not going to function. So how is it going to work out if it can't function? In other words, let me give you another example. A car. If you don't fill up your tank, how do you expect it to drive? Same concept. So anytime you think like, oh, I had enough today, or like, oh, I ate a cookie, I'm not going to eat anything for the rest of the day. Think about food as fuel, and think about the car example. You don't put gas in your car, it's not moving. The biggest thing about this point is not only is your metabolism going to shut down, it's going to harm your mental health. And when we're talking about weight loss, it's not just physical, it's mental as well. I know I got a little bit deep, but I felt like I really needed to cover that point because people, I'm not just going to call girls out. People think that is the answer, and they feel like in that moment, they have that guilt of eating a cookie or something else, and they're like, I'm not going to eat anything. Next time you start to feel like that, think about my example. Now, talking about balance is key. Last year, I read a book, and I have it here with me. It's called You Become What You Think. It's a really good book if you're lacking motivation, you need clarity, you just want that step towards growth. I recommend this book. It is written by Shumba Kumar Singh. I really hope I'm saying that right. And the quote from the book that he says that has to do with balance is, to make long-term plans that stick, we need to plan with flexibility and moderation in mind. Extreme plans that require us to work tirelessly or sacrifice everything else in our lives are unlikely to last. We must find a balance that allows us to make progress while still enjoying our lives. This is a great point. Why is this important? Because specifically with weight loss, you feel like, oh, I gotta get to the gym every single day, gotta work out. No. So when I was doing my weight loss, it was around summertime. And there were days where I didn't go to the gym. Instead, I went on a run outside, or I played badminton, or I biked some other activity that's gonna keep you active. It doesn't always have to be the gym. As long as you're showing up for yourself and you're exercising, that's what's gonna count. So having that balance with activities as well as with food is what's gonna help you succeed and get to your goal. Last important point for this phase. Please don't look at the scale. When I first started my weight loss, I weighed myself and I never looked at the scale. Why? It's gonna go up and down, first of all. Second of all, I was doing strength training and cardio, so I was obviously lifting weights and gaining muscle. So if I were to step on the scale, that number might have not gone down over time. I saw a change in myself. So my advice is, please don't look at the scale, because it can get very discouraging if you just see the same number. Second, take progress pictures. One thing I did and I didn't do, I had so many before pictures, so I was like, oh, there's no point of me taking a progress picture. Take your progress picture, please, because you're going to see the difference. Like, I have a picture from before, but I don't have it throughout, and then I just have an after picture. But yeah, it's going to be motivating. You'll look back at it with the scale. It's not as accurate, especially if you're strength training. Another point that I actually want to talk about is focus on the journey. Don't focus on the outcome. Why? Because if you're so focused on, oh my God, have I lost 20 pounds? Oh my God, when am I going to lose it? Am I going to lose it by April? Am I going to lose it by May? Like, oh my God, when am I going to lose? You're taking energy away from the moment. You need to be putting 100%. It's going to take away energy from the present and the journey when you're focused on, has it happened yet? Is it going to happen? To paint a picture, back when I was younger, let's say back in high school, I wanted to lose weight, but I've been fit all my life, but I just wanted to get leaner. And I started working out. I was a few days in and I'm like, oh my God, I don't look any different. I don't want to do this anymore. You're focusing on the outcome and you're not in the journey. It's just gonna, again, push you away further from the outcome because you're gonna get discouraged. So I remember when I actually started tracking my food properly and working out and being a calorie deficit before I lost the 20 pounds, I genuinely started to enjoy eating healthier and not craving outside food as much and just enjoying my workouts more. Like, I started to fall in love with the journey. So when I got to the point where I was losing weight, I wasn't even noticing. Like I said, I wasn't taking progress pictures. I wasn't going on the scale. I wasn't noticing, like maybe a little bit. The only way I was noticing is because people started noticing. So people that saw me, that knew me, they're like, oh, you lost weight. You look good. And that's when I was like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I fell in love so much with the journey and the process that like I wasn't thinking about when I'm going to lose that weight by. So that is a very key thing in order for you to keep going, which in weight loss, you want to keep going because it's a long-term thing. It's not a quick fix. Last and most important point is maintenance. Now, when we're talking about maintenance, we've already gotten to the point where we lost the 20 pounds. And now we're like, oh my God, I'm skinnier, I'm slimmer, I'm stronger, whatever it may be. I feel more confident. You're feeling overall just amazing. And then something goes wrong and you might end up back where you started. Why? Could be a few things. I don't know your story, but I know mine. Ever since I lost the 20 pounds, I have not gained it back. If you're doing the weight loss around 6 months to a year, that's when it starts to become a habit. So you're showing up to the gym consistently at least 3 times a week. That is minimal. And you've been doing it for a while. It becomes a habit. You're not thinking about it. When we talk about maintenance, just because you lost the weight doesn't mean that gym stops, healthy eating stops, and everything, you just throw it out the window. No, you still maintain it. You maintain the diet, you maintain exercise, but it doesn't have to be as extreme. Here's the thing, you need to ease out of it. I'll use myself as an example. When I did the high protein diet, calorie deficit, I eased out of it. I was still eating the same foods as I ate throughout my diet. I just wasn't eating as much and I wasn't working out as much, but I was still working out and I was still eating healthy food. Because when you get to the point of achieving your goal and you want to maintain it, you can't just fully cut everything off. Your body, like what I noticed, which was amazing, I stopped craving outside food. Now, specifically, this one's for the girlies. I stopped craving Starbucks. Let me tell you, the first time after my diet, I had a pink drink. It was so sweet. So your taste buds, after you do any diet that's home-cooked meals, your taste buds become so sensitive to the point where you start to realize how sugary Starbucks is and how salty restaurant or outside food is. When you get to the point where you've been doing it around 6 months to a year, you're going to be more in control of what you eat as well as what you consume mentally. What do I mean by that? When you get to achieving your goal, you're not gonna want to slack off because you're gonna remember how you felt before and you're not gonna want to feel like that ever again. Whether it was a physical concern, whether it was a mental concern, you're gonna be in a way better headspace and you're gonna be way more mindful of what you put in to your body. At this point, you have built discipline. When you go through weight loss, you are only showing up for yourself by yourself, meaning you're in control. And when you're coming in and training consistently and eating the healthy foods consistently, working on your diet, you're putting a lot of hard work. And when you get to the goal that you achieve, you're not going to want to go back to where you were. Most importantly, when you get to this weight loss goal and you've accomplished it, you're obviously proud of yourself, more confident, and you're mentally and physically strong because you did all that work. And now you're fully in control of your life. So those are my 3 points. And I really hope that this video was helpful, but as well as eye-opening. If you took some positivity out of this video and it was helpful, please share it. Even if it's someone that doesn't need to be on a weight loss journey, not everybody wants to lose weight. Some people might want to get stronger. Some people want to put on weight. These are all great goals and they all depend on what type of body you have. As well as, I have some big news to share with you guys. I recently became a personal trainer, and the reason why I became a personal trainer is because I have a passion for fitness as well as helping people. This is exactly why I'm making this video, because I want to help people out and I want to share the way that you can help yourself get to the point where you feel confident, proud of yourself, and you're living your best life, because we only got one life to live, so why not live it to the fullest? Thank you so much for watching. I really hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I will see you in my next one. Toodles!